Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
All right. Welcome back, folks. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary, and some of our smart aleck brain trust members weighed in on a few times, and so we'll hear a few more of those this week. Thank you for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you very much, folks, for hanging out on our sites and using to your advantage. Wally Box, our guest. You know who Wally is. If you've been hanging out with me, you know Wally very well. He's the purveyor of the outstanding website and the services behind it. Writing a book with Wally. How many people have you helped write a book, Wally, not counting me?
Oh, I don't keep count. It's
a couple of dozen.
It's a couple dozen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more like 20 than it is like 10. It's more like 20 than it is like 50. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, and that probably doesn't even count the little bitty projects. I mean, my project was you contributed to that, but a lot. But I mean, you have some people. You take them by the hand and walk them through the whole process.
Yeah. We're finishing up a book now for a commercial real estate broker. It's got some really great information in it about making money in a certain kind of investing.
You took them by the hand, and with me, you just ran along beside and threw rocks at me. But it still worked. So, all right, we're talking about books, folks. The future of books. Wally gave us a great report in the last segment about e-books and about micro books, little. You know, how small would it be? 8-page, 10-page? Could you get by with 5 or 6 pages for a dollar?
You probably could. Most of the ones that I see are in the 25, 30.
But they're all e-books, though, right?
They're all e-books, but they're like the Paula Ensign brochure type booklets that many of us used to do.
And so when we had that conversation about those, it made me think, okay, is there a future for the big idea book? Because these little books are not big idea books. These are how-to. These are by the numbers, as we said in the Army. These are things like that. Is there a place for the big idea book in the future? Are people going to read those?
I think there's more of a place. Let me explain that with a client of mine, Rod Santomassimo, who is a commercial real estate expert. And we did a book back maybe 10 years ago called Brokers Who Dominate, the profiles of a bunch of different brokers that still is a bestseller on Amazon. But about 3 years ago, we did another book on teams, in commercial real estate teams. And that book has not sold as well overall, but the curve is up. And I think the reason is we're just now, teams are a faddish kind of thing that people are talking about now. And you've got Google's research and so forth. Well, Rod was in ahead of that curve. And what's now happening is that people in his industry are reading that book, which it meets your definition of a big idea book.
Right.
And he's got concepts in there that nobody was talking about when we wrote it. And now all of a sudden it's trendy. And it's trendy in a niche.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to go. What the good thing about a big idea book, going back to that first one of the books you mentioned, my net income. Net income was the lead book in the catalog the year that Jess Tanay and I wrote it. But 2 years later, it was out of the catalog.
Yeah, out of print.
Because it was out of print because it had its promotion and its thing. There was no long.
And the publishers moved on.
And the publishers, the publisher also got sold. That was part of it.
Yeah. But
the fact was that print books went out of print. If you didn't make a big splash in that first 6 to 8 weeks, you didn't get to go on what they call backlist.
Right.
Well, now everything's on the backlist. So if you write a big idea book, And it doesn't sell right away, which a lot of big idea books don't.
Right.
It's still there. And because almost every business book purchase today goes through Amazon or touches Amazon, whether the buy is on Amazon or not, and Amazon is a super search engine. Those books are findable.
Mm-hmm.
If they are electronic, they're immediately downloadable.
You got to give the devil his due, and I'm not a big fan of Amazon on some levels. But they're the devil on some levels, but on some levels they've really changed things. I think you're right about the future of them. I do believe though that there's still a shaking out going on in the book industry right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're not through. I mean the Timblers of this electronic subduction that's going on right now. Have not finished. They're still going on, and they will be. I'm going to say for another 10 years.
Well, it's been about 10, so I'd say you're probably right about another 10 years. It normally takes 15 to 20 years for an innovation to go through the cycle to where all the stuff shakes out. I mean, and that was even true for Gutenberg's press.
And we haven't even seen all of the innovations. The new books, like the multimedia book. We haven't even seen a lot of those yet that's going to happen. Hey, Wally, good job today. Come back soon. Thanks for helping me celebrate.
Oh, yeah. Happy anniversary, Jim.
Thanks, Wally. Writing a book with Wally.com, folks. Check that out. I promise you, you'll like it. Now take a quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.